Okay, we left off last week. I'm trying just to put the final touches on the sugya of Dibur Beget, or in contrast, Dibur Beget and Dibur Bekedushin. So we began to discuss the Gemara on the 11th of the Maamar Kavos. We'll take a look at that Gemara again. Amar Vasi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, on the back of the page. Amar Vasi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Eina Eved Nasa Shaliach, Lekabel Get Li Isha Miyad Bailo, Fisha Eina Betar Zgitim Kedushin. That an Eved Kanani cannot serve as a Shaliach, as a shlech lekabbalah, to receive a get on behalf of a woman, because an Eved Kenani is not shayach to the parish of getting the Kedushin. If an Eved Kenani would try to get married, it wouldn't work. There's no tefisas Kedushin for an Eved or a Shifcha. Since he doesn't have Kedushin, obviously he doesn't have Gerushin, he doesn't have get it either. So notwithstanding the fact that an Eved is a kosher shliach, so for example, I can't appoint an Eved to be mafish Truman on my behalf, I can't appoint an Eved to do other things on my behalf, but in the realm of Gittin, so an Eved would not be a Shaliach, because Eina B'tar is getting the Kedushin. So we mentioned at the end of the Shia last week, that even though the Gemara is giving an example of Kabbalah Saget, the reason seems to apply equally so to Halacha Saget. So if a man would want to appoint an Eved Kenai as a Shaliach to bring a get, we would assume that would be the same problem. Once again, in order to be a Shaliach, number one, you have to be kosher to be a shaliach in general, and then you have to be kosher in that particular area, and being kosher in that particular area is determined by whether you're a betaras or not. So if you would have asked me, which is exactly what Rashi says on the spot, that when Rabbi Yochanan disqualifies an Eved, he means bein le'eved le'kabbalah, bein le'eved le'halacha. However, the Ramban in the 12th of the Maamar Kavos, it quotes from the Rima Gash, that v'chein da'as ha'rav ev megash zal shlo pasu el le'kabbalah, v'al avo afilu eved kosher k'stamas nisen. But the Rabban quotes in the name of the Rima Gash that this is not true, that an Eved the Kabbalah, I'm sorry, a Shlich the Kabbalah, in fact, the Eved is disqualified, but a Shlich the Halacha, the Eved would be acceptable. El Shlo Piresh, Vishol Yatzu Vashna, Shlich the Halacha, Shlich the Baal, Shlich the Kabbalah, Shlich Ishema bin Zelazeh. Even though the Rima Gash does pass it this way, the split between the two, the Rima Gash himself is not sure why it should be so. He's being medayik in the Lashon of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan does speak about it as Shlech LeKabbalah, so it's probably true that it's only true about Shlech LeKabbalah, but logically, conceptually, the Rima Gash himself is at a loss to explain what the difference is. So the Ramban tries to explain, Anu Yesh Lanu L'Hashiv, so we're going to try, says the Ramban, to explain it. Shlech HaLocha Eino Ela Kishlech De'Alma, Ukevshlichus De'Alma Sneil. That a shliach lahalacha is just a regular shliach, just a plain old shliach, and every kenani is a kosher shliach. If a shliach kabbalah became and should get liyada megureshes, for in liyada gerush and over erbatar is gittin. Whereas a shliach lekabbalah is more of a shliach legittin, and since an every kenani is not the parish of gittin, therefore it would be a problem. So this is Ramban is very difficult because at the end of the day, they're both shliachim for gittin. At the end of the day, you need the shliach for halachas again. And you need a shlich lekabbalah to get. If you didn't have shlichos, the get wouldn't be chal. So what?
Your chatzir can be koneh for the woman, right?
Right. The woman's yeah, chatzir can be koneh.
Right. And the eved is a basic property, right?
Very good. Excellent. So the Gemara actually raises the question in Maseches Gittin about even if an Eved can't serve as a Shlich, let him at least serve as a Chatzar. The problem is that a Chatzar is no good because it's a moving Chatzar. And anytime something can move, so it's automatically going to be disqualified from being a Chatzar.
The logic of that, you need very little to accept a get.
Right. Yeah. It still has to be something.
But you think that if it's for the Kabbalah piece, that'd be the easiest thing.
Right, so it's the opposite. Right, so now it comes out the opposite. The Kabbalah is a problem, whereas the Halacha is not a problem. So the question is conceptually, what's the pshat? So the Ketzos, in the Sefer and Efer Ezra, the Avnei Miluim, explains that he thinks the difference is as follows. He says, what is the role of a shliach lehalacha? And we have to really, really, figure out what is a shliach lehalacha really doing. So says the Avnei Miluim, the get is almost speaking for itself. It says everything on the paper already. It says exactly what the husband wants to do. The husband authorized the writing of the get. It's all there in print. Elawat, there's a halacha called v'nosa. So v'nosa means that there has to be a physical ma'aseh nesina that delivers the get. Even if the husband writes a get, and he puts it down on the floor, and the wife comes by and picks it up herself, even though he wrote the get, he authorized the get, it used to be in his possession, now it's in her possession, it's still no good. Because the Gemara says, Maseches Gittin, v'nosan biyada. V'nosan teaches us, this comes to exclude tligitech me'al gabe karka. That if the husband says to the wife, pick up your get, it's on the table, it's on the floor, if you pick it up, that's no good, because the halacha requires a nesina. Says the Avnei Miluim, that din of nesina is not Hilchas Git in Dika Halacha. It's not a Geirish in Dika Halacha, because the Etzem HaChalois HaGeirish is being done by the Get itself. It's all there. It's all written. It says exactly what it's supposed to do. So by him writing, authorizing the Get, and now Lamaisa, the Get's in her property, the Get's in her hand, so the Get itself, the Geirish part, the Chalois Geirish has taken place by itself. The only thing is that the Torah says that in order for the Get to go through, there has to be a physical Maisa Nesina. So physical Maisa Nesina can be done in multiple ways. Either Reuven can do it himself, or comes the Allah HaKuol Shluch HaShlal Mikibosso and says, your Nesina is like my Nesina. If not for the Chiddush HaTorah of Shluch HaShlal Mikibosso, let's say imagine a world for a minute without Shlichus. Imagine before the world of Shlichus. So then I would have said, when the Shliach does it, that's like Kli Gitech Be'Aga Bekarka. That's like the woman picking it up herself. That's a chisarn in the Maisa Nesina. So Kumta Allah and says, Shluch Shom Kemaiso. So what that means is that the Nesina as a Shliach, Apidin, is considered to be like the Nesina as a Baal. Whether the Shliach became the Baal, whether the Shliach's Maisa is misyachis to the Baal. It's a lot of Torahs and Lumdus and Shliach, but Tachas, at the end of the day, Shluch Shom Kemaiso. But the punchline, says the Avnim Elohim, is that the Shlichus is not really on the Chalosa Gerishin, because the Chalosa Gerishin is in the paper itself. But then the Avnim Elohim raises a red flag in this prat, and he says, wait a second, don't you need Shlichus on the Dibor? Because after all, it's not enough just to write a get and have it delivered. Don't you require a Haret Mutas Chaladim to accompany it, Haret Zagiteh, Haret Mugresh? Don't you need some kind of a Lashon, some kind of a Dibor? And here that Dibor is clearly, at least we're playing devil's advocate for it, it's clearly an integral part of the Chalos Gerishin. And as such, he has to appoint a shliach b'teres geirishin, not just a shliach b'teres mais in the city of Yama, but a shliach who's going to actively participate in the chalos geirishin. So how doesn't that require shliach l'halacha to be a part of geirishin? So says the Avnim Elohim, no, it doesn't. You know why it doesn't? Because of the shittas Rambam. The shittas Rambam is, as we spoke about Barichas last week, the Rambam's view is there is no need to say a dibor at the time of geirishin. All the Gemaras that talk about saying a dibor are only midrabbanan. The Rambam said explicitly last week that if a person gives a get and says nothing, doesn't open up his mouth, the get is kosher min haTorah. Midrabbanan it's possible. Min haTorah, the get is 100% kosher. Aye, the halacha is, if you say kinti shtachov, it's no good. Kinti shtachov, says the Rambam. That's negative. That's because you changed it. That's because you didn't give it b'teres k'risas. But if you just stop, Reuven hands Rachel a piece of paper with nothing said, zero, hands it a piece of paper, that's it. The get speaks for itself. There is no need for dibur. Therefore, says Avnim Elohim, putting together all these pieces, that the get speaks for itself, there's no requirement of dibur min haTorah, but two and two together, then the Reb Gash makes a lot of sense. That the role of the shaliach l'halach as a get is not a gerish in dik shaliach, it's a kol tarakul dik shlichus. It's a shlichus just simply on the mere maisa nesina. For that, Nebuchadnezzar is kosher. Nebuchadnezzar is kosher to be a shlich. Nebuchadnezzar is not a goy. Nebuchadnezzar is acceptable to be a shlich and kol tarakula. The only area Nebuchadnezzar is disqualified is in gittin b'kedushin. Well, guess what? This is not gittin b'kedushin. Shlich l'kabbalah is gittin. Shlich l'kabbalah is a problem. Because shlich l'kabbalah, that was a lash in the Rabban, that v'shlich l'kabbalah kevin shegia get liyad l'migureshes. Says, that defines the etzem yad l'gevishin. In order for you to receive a get, you have to have a yad legerishin. In order to have a yad legerishin, you have to be someone who gerishin speaks to. You're a stranger in the realm, in the area of gerishin. And therefore, you don't have a yad for gerishin. So that's like putting the get in nowhere. So that's the reason why shlich l'kabbalah is no good. But a shlich l'halacha, because of the shittas Rambam, therefore the Reb Magash is free to say that shlich l'halacha is not a din of shlichus to get, it's a shlichus of ma'aseh nesina. It's interesting how the Reb Magash's Talmud saves him. Because the Reb Magash, his Talmud was Rebbeinu Maimon, the Rambam's father. The Rambam was the Talmud of his father. So two generations later, it's the Shilatar and the Rambam that's able to put into proper perspective the opinion of the Reb Magash. It's based on this understanding that the Milurim then goes one step further. And he says, let's carry this whole discussion out of the realm of Gittin for a moment into the realm of Kedushin. What would we say about Kedushin? Would we say the same thing? That just as an Eved can't be a Shalech L'Kabal HaGet, he can't be in a shlech l'kabbalah sekedushin. We should say that. It's the same reason. We could take Rabbi Yochanan's statement in 11 and just stick in a word. Amar of Asim Yochanan. Eina evan nasa shlech l'kabbal get li'ishav yad baila u'l'kabbal ha'kedushin. L'fisha eina b'toros get v'kedushin. The same way that Rabbi Yochanan disqualified for kabbalah seget, he disqualified for Kabbalah's Kiddush. The reason is identical. However, raises the Avdolim a question. What about Laholochas HaKiddushin? Should we plug in the Rimagashis Chiluk vis-a-vis Halochas HaKiddushin? Should we say that when it comes to Halochas HaKiddushin, an Eved Kenani is acceptable? Just as an Eved Kenani is acceptable for Halochas HaGet, he's acceptable for Halochas HaKiddushin according to Rimagash. So the Avdolim says, not a chance. It's not the same. And he shows you from Mediyak and Shulchan Aruch, that's not the same. The Shulchan Aruch only quotes the Rimagash as a possibility of his Gittin and doesn't even mention it in Uchus Kedushin. Why? Says the Avim Luim, because in Uchus Kedushin, it would be totally irrelevant. The only thing that permitted, the only reason that enabled the Shaliach Lahalacha to be an Eved Kenani was because you don't require Dibur Min HaTorah. When do you not require Dibur Min HaTorah? That's for a get, for Kedushin. Of course you require Dibur Min HaTorah. What's the difference? It's obvious. In one place, there's a get, there's a document, which has it all written down. So when it comes to a get, what do you need Dibur Min HaTorah for? It says already in the paper what you're doing. When it comes to Kiddushin, if a person gives a ring to a woman without saying anything, so ain't gonna be smichoshtim, but that's nothing, that's zero. If it's a sukkah and also inyan, they were talking about getting married, they were discussing, you know, wedding plans and apartments, and then he just gave her a ring. So we assume that's also called dibur. That's also considered to be a dibur. But if he did nothing, he just gives her a ring in the middle of nowhere, so then that's for sure no good, says Davni Miluim. When it comes to gittin, I can explain to you that you don't really need dibur. And since you don't need dibur, that impacts on the type of shlichus that you have. When it comes to kedushin, since you do need dibur for sure, holidays, you need dibur min haTorah, that's going to change the nature of the shaliach la'olachas kedushin, thereby disqualifying an eved. So why is it lemaisa? The bottom line is, what is unique about a get that is different from kedushin? Why is it that a get doesn't need dibur according to the Rambam, and kedushin does? And the answer is pretty obvious. In the get, you have it written in the paper. In the kedushin, you don't. If that's the reason, so then, guess what? What about when you have a shtar kedushin? So a shtar kedushin should probably be closer to a shtar gerushin than it is to a kesef kedushin. So what's the din? What's the din? Person is attaching an issue with the shtar. We don't use shtar kedushins too much, too often today. It's too complicated to write a shtar kedushin because you have to make sure you write the shema. It's much easier just to pull out a ring. But if a person would be mekashin an issue with the shtar kedushin, would we require a diva to accompany it as well? So the 13th of the Mamakamos, Rashi, at the very, very beginning of the Masech, the Beis of Aleph, Rashi has the following comment. Rashi writes, B'kesef u'bishtar, the Mishnah lists off the three ways to get married. So Rashi is giving you just a quick synopsis of the three ways. Before we break the Gemara is going to explain. Nosin lo kesef or shava kesef. He gives our kesef or shava kesef. Ve'omel lo arem u'kudeshesli. And Rashi in the synopsis, he's very, very, very b'kitzer, very concise Rashi, but he feels that he has to absolutely define the very basic definition of kedusha kesef is nosan v'omar. He has to give her the ring and he has to say to our Rebbe Kedushas. What about shtar? So again, Rashi's trying to count every word. So Rashi's shtar, kosev lo ala niyar, he writes her on the piece of paper, alfa b'shenu shem pruta, even though the paper is not worth a pruta. Rashi's quick to say that because if the paper would be worth a pruta, what do I need kedusha shtar for? Then it would be kedusha kesef. So the Gemara already says this a little bit later on. The kedusha shtar stands on its own 2 feet. And what does he do with this? What does he write in the paper? So he writes for her rebu kedushasli. He writes rebu kedushasli. So the Rashi contrasted kesef when he gives her the ring and says her rebu kedushas shtar when he writes her rebu kedushas. What about bia? So bia ba alev amris kashli v'biazo. When it comes to Kedusha Bia, so he's Bala, and before he's Bala, he says to his catch, leave it be a zo, for Kulu Yod, be cry, etc. And all of these three dinim derais are all derived from Sukkim, as we've been discussing in the last couple of months. So the contrast in Rashi is obvious. Rashi is talking about three methods of Kedushin. When it comes to Kesef, he highlights that you require Dibur. When it comes to Bia, he also highlights you require Dibur. And Dibur got lost in the shuffle when it comes to Shtar. So obviously Rashi was not just skipping in a couple of words here. If Rashi felt the necessity to tell you Dibur by Kesef and to repeat it again, Dibur by Bia, and he deliberately deleted it by Shtar, it's clear that Rashi's opinion is that Yitaka don't need it. And it makes a lot of sense because ultimately a Kiddush Shtar is not all that different than a Get. If that's the case, so then according to the Evan Meluim, that's going to impact on an Evan as well. The only reason why the Eved Kenani couldn't be a shliach lahalachas a kedushin was because he has to do the dibur. But as soon as Rashi just told me that he doesn't have to do the dibur by shtar, and then shtar reverts back to the status of a get, that the get itself, the paper itself, the shtar kedushin itself is doing the talking, and therefore the eved's role is minuscule. It's not a shliach the kedushin, it's not shliach the gerushin, and therefore the eved would be okay. But notwithstanding what Rashi writes in his parish on our Mishnah in the Gemara, there was a different madura of Rashi. Rashi wrote his parish, then he rewrote his parish, then he rewrote his parish again and again and again. So he was constantly touching up his parish. So Rashi in the 14th of the Maamar Kamos, the Rashi is quoted on the Rif. So on the Rif, Rashi goes hand in hand what it says in the Rif also. But apparently this was taken from a different Madura, from a different version of Rashi. So 99% of the time it's identical. Every once in a while there's a nuance, there's a little bit of a change. And sometimes the nuance is important and sometimes not so critical. But this one is very critical. Because here, apparently this version of Rashi on the Rif, so Rashi writes Shtar, Shekosiv lo laniyar, afa b'she'eba shevapruta, the same pismon as he said before, he writes in the paper, there's no shevapruta, haremu kodesh, leave no sin law, but Rashi says two words, v'omer kein, and he says the same thing. And he actually accompanies the shtar with a dibur. So that's a whole different ball game. So according to Rashi's understanding on the Rif, so what I just said before would not be correct. So it seems to be two different versions, of two different times in Rashi's own life, what he thought about this shayla. It's usually said over by the Rosh Hashiva, what's pshat at this machlokes in a sense? How come Rashi in one place thinks that dibur is unnecessary when it comes to a shtar, and in one place Rashi thinks that it is necessary? So this is a throwback to what we spoke about in the past. Why exactly do you need dibur kedusha in the first place? The Gemara talks about it, you have to have it, and he has to say it. There are a lot of halachas that govern dibur by kedusha, and we're not quite sure where it comes from. The Gemara never asks minani mili, where does it come from? So one simple way of understanding is that I don't need a pasuk to tell me dibor. You need dibor because if you don't have dibor, then how do you know that this is kedushin? A man gives a woman a ring. It could be a graduation gift. It could be a birthday gift. It could be a wedding. I have no idea what it is. A person is bal, Reuven is bal, Rachel. Maybe it's lesnus. Maybe it's a kedusha. I don't know what they're doing it for. So if you don't have these acts of kedushin being accompanied by a dibor, you don't really know what's going on. If that's all that dibur is, if dibur is not an independent halacha, but dibur is rather a mevarer, it's just a way of determining what the maisa, that the maisa is being done with Torah's kedushin, so that it makes a lot of sense that by shtar you don't need that. What do you need a dibur by? What do you need a birur of a dibur by shtar? State befeirush on the piece of paper. Say that's exactly what's going on. Who in the world is going to think? It says the Rebbe Kodeshes. He's going to think that he's giving her a birthday card. He said it says befeirush, Rebbe Kodeshes. But there may be another way of understanding where dibur comes from. Maybe dibur is almost an independent halacha. The Torah says ki yikach, and ki yikach, we know ki yikach means either keser, shtabia, tashmapel, chursinei, it's a hakeshim, different sources for the three methods of kedushin. But in addition to the ki yikach of the maisi kedushin, ki yikach also has the connotation of kichah bedvarim. When Rashi says in Chumash, in Pashas Korach, v'hikach Korach, Korach tok, what do you take? Who do you take? Rashi says, Moshcha Midvarim. The word Lokeach, when it comes to a person, has that added connotation of persuading, of talking somebody into something. That's also called the Loshen Kicha. So it could be that part of the din of Kicha, of Kiddushin, requires deeper, not just to figure out what's going on. That's also true, it's also important, but there's more to it than that. Just the very Etzem of Maisa Kiddushin has two components to it. It has a Kicha in the Maisa Kesashtabia that must be accompanied by a Kicha of Dvarim. That's what Reb Baruch Ber quotes from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim thought that maybe this is all nichlon in the din of kiyikach. If that's the case, that there's almost an independent halach of kiyikach that requires a kicha bedvarim, there's a whole different ballgame. So then maybe a shtar kedushin also has that halacha. Maybe a shtar kedushin is also subject to that additional rule. Because that requirement of dibur is not just the end of it, what's going on. It's necessary as an independent requirement to fulfill bishleimusa, to fulfill in its entirety, din of kiyikach. So maybe that would be true by shtar as well. So maybe that's the issue that the two Rashis are debating. Or maybe the Rashi on the Rif is requiring dibur by kedushin, because maybe Rashi holds you need dibur by get also min haTorah. Maybe Rashi disagrees with that Rambam. It was only the Rambam who said you don't need dibur by a get min haTorah. The Torah that others disagreed. So we're not quite sure what's the pivotal point that Rashi and the Rif is differing on. But we do have a question. We do have a machlokes. We do have an issue that Rashi himself seemed to have had different opinions on different times in his life. But I call upon him. main sugya is Dibur Beget, and we saw that Dibur Beget, the fundamental machlekes Rama the Tur, is it a real din derais or only a din midirabanan, impacts in so many different aspects in terms of different lashonas that are said and said correctly and incorrectly when it comes to a get. We saw now it begins to impact on kedusha, it impacts on shlichos. This is a general question in terms of Dibur Beget. So this sugya really leads us very, very, very nicely into the next sugya, because now that we've discussed the basic requirement of Dibur, or lack thereof, for getting Kiddush.